Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Welcome. This is Angel, and I am here with another Think About It Thursday for the Leading Visionaries podcast. Want to celebrate? We are now downloading in 29 countries. How exciting is that? Today, I want to talk about energy and the energy that you bring as a leader and the energy that it's your job to maintain as a leader in order to be at your optimum. So sometimes when we hear the word energy, there can be a kind of a big question mark in your head about what that means, because it is rather etheric. It is an intangible thing that is sometimes difficult to communicate to others exactly what you mean. So what I want to say about this is energy is your vitality. Energy is your presence. Energy is your capacity to endure. Energy is the fuel that runs through your physicality that allows you to show up. And we all know when our energy is low. We know this. And often, because we have been societally conditioned to do so, we override our internal indicators and just keep pushing and grinding and being seduced by the culture of busy. So I want to invite you today to remember that you don't want to be seduced by the culture of busy if your vision is actually going to be able to get manifested into the world and sustained. You as the leader must have consciousness and awareness of your own energy. So the invitation for you today is to just take a moment right now and check in with yourself. And on a scale of 1 to 10, discern right here and right now where you are at. 1 being, let me go hide in my bed, put the covers over my head, and not come out for 3 months like a bear. And 10 being, oh my God, I have so much energy, I could put on a massive festival and bring hundreds of thousands of people to dance in the streets. Generally speaking, we're somewhere in between that. So what I'd like you to do right now is just on a scale of 1 to 10, just discern for yourself, what's your energy level? And so let's just say, for example, your energy is around a 5. And you know that in an hour from now, you've got a meeting with your team where you want to actually be sharp and on point and energized and help them. And you want to transfer the energy to them to have them be buying into your vision. Well, if you're at a 5, you may need to up that energy to a 6 or a 7. The thing that we want to be mindful of, though, is we want to do this naturally. We want to actually learn how to become masters of our own energy naturally, not using artificial stimulants, not using food, which is one of the big ones that we can often depend on. Recently, I actually was in a learning experience myself, a program myself, where they brought to the table the idea of different foods having different effects on your energy. Some foods are stimulating foods. Other foods are depressing foods. So as an example, potato chips would be a depressing food. If you have your meeting an hour from now and you want to be up at a 7, you don't want to be putting in potato chips. If you have your meeting an hour from now and you want to be up at a 7, you also don't want to be putting in a Red Bull or, you know, a big cup of coffee or soda or anything like that. what we want to learn how to do as leaders is to be able to master and manage our own energy, again, without a whole lot of artificial stimulation. So one of the ways that we can raise our energy is by using our breath in a very intentional way. And there's a special breath that they teach in yoga called fire breath that will raise your energy levels just by doing this breath. And it's kind of like using your belly. Your belly becomes like a bellows. So I'm going to demonstrate right now what fire breath is like. And what you're doing is you're taking in sips of air and then breathing them out strongly through the nose. So it's something like this. Just doing a few seconds of fire breath, I can actually start to feel stimulation inside my brain, inside my cranium. I can feel the energy rising. Another breath that we can do if we want to bring our energy down so that we can be showing up more stable, more calm. If you're more the kind of person whose energy runs high, you need to alter that by bringing it down a little bit. Again, not with artificial depressants. We don't want to use artificial depressants because as the leader, we want to be as certain in our leadership and as clear in our leadership and to the greatest extent possible, as stable in our leadership as possible, especially if we are bringing a very big vision into the world. So how to find the place where you are running at a beautiful, stable flow of energy is actually the ideal. And certain circumstances, certain situations are going to require more energy. Certain situations are going to require less energy. So to lower your energy and to balance out your brain, you may want to do some either alternate nostril breathing where one nostril is closed as you breathe in, and then you close the other one as you breathe out through your nose. Another beautiful breath from yoga is Ujjayi breath, which is the ocean breath. And it's you constrict the back of your throat a little bit and breathe really, really, really deeply. And you kind of sound a little bit like Darth Vader in your own ears when you're doing the ocean breath. And it's a little bit like this. And that can just bring your energy down a little bit so that you are flowing at a more even keel with your energy. Let's now talk about how important it is for you to begin to master this, to begin to understand your own ups and downs, and how to alchemically, using just your breath, you can alchemically shift your energy. And why you want to do this, again, is because it's going to allow your vision to come into fruition without a whole lot of excess expense of energy and in its fullness. So we want to find that beautiful midpoint where there's enough energy for the vision to come into fruition, but not so much that it explodes and then collapses, and certainly not insufficiently so that you get only a partial manifestation of your vision. And you, again, as the visionary, are responsible for maintaining your own energy first and then channeling and managing the energy of your team, the energy of your organization, the energy as it goes out into the world to help to enroll others into your work and into your vision. You are ultimately the responsible one for this. And so we want to, again, go back to the number. Let's go back to the number. You wrote down a number or you thought of a number between 1 and 10 where your energy is right now. To increase it, we can do a little fire breath. To decrease it, we can do a little ocean breath. To balance, we can do the alternate nostril breath. Now, what I'd like you to do is commit to meeting yourself every day around the same time that you listen to this and asking what your number is, because that's the other thing we need to know about energy is it's constantly fluctuating. And you may find, this is something that I actually have my highest invested clients do, you may find that there are certain times of the month, if you do this for 60 days, if you just commit for 60 days to marking down what your number is at a certain time, and then you look, you map that out on a calendar, if you do this for 60 days, you will see that there's a natural time of the month that you are more energized and a natural time of the month where you are less energized. And so you can begin to plan and strategize around your own optimal flows of energy. So if you know that the first week of the month, your energy is running around 4, 5, 3, 4, 4, 5, you may want to use that time to go inward, to do reflection, to do planning. And if you know that the third week of the month, your energy is running 7, 8, 7, 7, 7, 8, 8, then that's the time you want to plan those big meetings, those big public events, those big initiatives. And it's as simple as just bringing your awareness to your own energy. All right. Well, we are just about at the end of this episode. I am curious to hear from you. I would love to hear back from you whether any of this was supportive or helpful for you to hear. I would love to hear back from you if you do decide to take the challenge of doing 60 days of tracking your own energy and making decisions based on your optimal energy flows. And I definitely would love it if you would share this episode with anybody that you think could benefit from it. We love to bring new countries on. We love to bring new listeners on. And we love it when you download, rate, and review and subscribe. We especially love 5-star reviews. So please feel free to do that. Thanks again. I look forward to talking to you again on our next Think About It Thursday.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.